If you're injured, how much is your case worth? I'm attorney Mo DeWitt. You never asked to be injured. Don't let the insurance company shortchange you. Injured on the go? Offer too low? Just call Mo. JustCallMo.com. Office, Tampa.
Go Bolts, baby!
Oh, my goodness,
back
man.
Back in biz.
Yeah, baby. 1-0, baby.
Yes, sir. Let's get it.
Yeah, you can't win them all if you don't win the first one. That's what they say.
Uh-huh. I saw you were there.
Of course. I am a credentialed member of the media, William. I was there. I got my full season credentials today, you know, just back there hanging with my colleagues, you know, in the press area. Yeah, no.
I saw in the pictures you were wearing a nice blazer.
Yeah.
And now you got your normal Johnny B garb on, a nice hoodie.
I had to bring a change with me. You know, I didn't want to, walk in here looking all spiffy,
Why not? Doesn't feel good.
It does.
Somebody of importance.
Yeah, and I got a lot more spiffy outfits that I'm planning to be wearing to the set. Today was kind of cash, you know? I had a nice pair of white on whites with some jeans and a nice blazer with a button down, you know?
You did jeans with the blazer.
Yeah, because I've lost a ton of weight, you know, which some people know, some people don't. So most of my dress clothes I had to take to a tailor the other day, last week.
Mm-hmm.
And have this nice lady, put a bunch of pins in me and stuff. And she's taken a lot of stuff in, like all of my jackets, my suit jackets. Nah, no bueno, way too big. So, yeah.
My pants.
Same thing, pants. She's tailoring 3 pairs of pants for me also.
Isn't it easier just get new pants?
Not
jackets,
really.
Jackets, I can understand.
Nah,
but pants are cheap.
Well, even if I bought new pants, I would still have to have them, like, tailored a little bit because I'm a weird shaped cat. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
My inseam's like 29, you know?
Right.
And my waist is like 44, you know?
I got that too.
Yeah.
Like I'm tall, but my legs, I guess, are short.
You have a higher upper body. Yeah.
Yes.
Same with
me. It's very unfortunate. It's really hard to find pants.
I'm not tall, but I should have longer legs, but I don't. I'm a weird shaped, just horrible weeble wobble of a man, but I'm trying to look the best I can. So I got that. I'll be receiving those sometime next week. I'll be getting all that stuff back from her. But so, I mean, I just went and grabbed me a nice jacket. It just happened to fit right off the rack. I went down 10 jacket sizes, and I'm down 12 pant sizes.
Holy moly.
Yeah, it's dramatic.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
You know, I will say the revolution in menswear has really happened within the past few years. Everything's elastic now.
Uh-huh.
And it looks like normal pants.
Right.
But it's got elastic in the waistband, and you can get these. I got these ones on Amazon, and I think they're actually golf pants, but they're white, long pants. You know,
right.
They kind of look dressy. You could definitely wear them as dress pants, but they're joggers. They got
so
you can kind of pull them up a little bit so they stay up on your leg.
Yep.
So if you got, you know, weird legs.
They're nice.
They stay up there good. And I think they were like $10.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Like I said, there's a lot. You don't have to dress like Sunday, like you're going to church. You know what I mean? Like there's, you know, like what I wore tonight was very nice. You know, it was casual. Casual, but, you know, with the blazer, it looks like, you know, I'm formal enough.
I just feel like with jeans, did you wear sneakers too? Or
yeah.
Did you wear okay, you look like a libertarian running for president.
Sure.
And with the jeans, the sneakers,
I'll
and then the
that.
Blazer. All I can picture is, remember 2000, was it 12 maybe? Gary Johnson?
Yeah.
And he came out in the debate stage with sneakers on.
Yeah, I don't think I would do that. That's not the right place for that.
Not for Presidente.
No. And one thing that I like too, because sports media is different than regular media. You know, it's like, you have your different kind of atmospheres. And one of the things I like, it's okay to rock a good pair of sneaks, even with slacks and a blazer, if it looks good. So I just ordered a brand new pair of Dunks that's going to go with my blue blazer look. I have this this light blue blazer look.
Oh, you're getting all lightninged out. Like,
yeah,
like,
bro.
Kind of, what would you call that? What would you call a blazer with jeans? What style is that? Casual, dressy?
Formal casual.
Formal casual.
Casually formal.
Casually formal.
Yeah.
Now we're talking.
I didn't even put a tie on. I had a white button down, but with an open collar.
No, you need to get a cowboy tie, a bolo tie.
No, I'm good,
with
bro.
A lightning bolt instead of the... No. Yeah, dude.
Nah, dude.
Come on, you gotta be. You gotta stand out, bro.
I did order some good ties though. I went online and found me some really cool ties. You know, because I will be going to a lot of games. You know, so
are you doing the team tie or just team color?
I have not done a team tie yet. No.
Yeah, dude, that's something about theme ties. Yeah,
but that's Greg Wolf's thing. You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't want to step on any Greg Wolf toes.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, he stands out. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
If you're bolo tie guy,
but that's not my style in real life.
Doesn't matter. I'm saying it does. It doesn't. I mean,
yeah.
You be the guy. You'd be like, that's Johnny B, bolo tie guy.
If I was going to make a statement and be the guy,
hold on.
I would rock lightning blue Adidas tracksuits or Puma tracksuits.
Okay, well, do that.
Maybe.
That's fine.
Let me pull that off.
Let me see if they even have them.
By the way, 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. Saw some B-holes at the game, man. I was out there taking pictures with the folks in Thunder Alley. Shaking hands, hugging babies, all that stuff.
So you saw Rock Riley.
He found me, dude. Rock is everywhere.
I know. He really is.
The guy is he's amazing. He was sitting there telling me, he's like, Johnny, God, where do you find time to sleep? You work so hard. And I'm like, Rock, you're everywhere, bro. You're everywhere. Don't tell me I'm working hard. Rock's working hard. Love Rock Riley. He's a good dude. It's so many people in the media I don't get to see. I got to see tonight, which is really, really cool. People that work for other companies across the bridge and everything else. Saw Mike Olivero. He was sitting a couple seats away from me for a minute there on press row. Of course, I sit right next to Bobby the Chief Taylor, who will be my co-host on The Last Call for away games.
Did you get some FaceTime with him?
Dude, he talks to me the whole time, and it's amazing, man. Like, his insight, being a hockey Hall of Famer, just being a legend, his insight is crazy. Like, I'm learning so much about hockey just in the couple of days I've sat next to him, and I'm looking forward to what I'm going to learn in a whole season from this guy. And he's super nice. He's super funny. He's just a good dude. And then next to him, there's a guy, Walt, who actually worked in this building years ago. He worked for CMG for like 15 years. And now he works for the AP. He's very knowledgeable, very nice guy. He knows all the old school cats. He knows Olivero and Meter and all the folks here in the building. And he's kind of he won't say it, but he's kind of a radio legend too in the area. So it's kind of nice. And then, of course, down the row, I mean, right next to Bobby the Chief Taylor, you know, you got some of the guys from the sports station that are buddies of mine, Aaron Jacobson, Jay Retcher. All these guys are sitting right next to me. So it's really, really cool. And I was just running into people all over the place. Ruth the Truth was in the...
Isaiah?
No, she was in the dining area. And I started to come up and say hi to her. She was talking to a girl from Spectrum, another press person. I met the girl from Channel 8 tonight, too, in the elevator. Like, I noticed faces, you know, so I'm trying to be, like, social and also network, you know, so I'm, like, introducing myself to folks, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I saw Root the Truth, who has a show right here on Sunday mornings.
With Isaiah.
She was looking great, wearing a nice pantsuit, looked great. And but she was in conversation with another beautiful lady from Spectrum. And I was going to just pop in and say, hey, Ruth, it's me, Johnny B. We're, you know,
I'm Isaiah's dad. So nice to meet you.
I was worried to do it because we were picking on Isaiah about them going out and stuff.
Yeah.
And I didn't know if it got back to her and how she would have felt about it. And I didn't want to have that awkward conversation on my first night there, you know?
Yeah.
So I was just like, I'll just lay back in the cut. I'll see her again, you mm-hmm. know?
Yep.
She's Ruth the Truth. You know, she's got her own seat too, you know? So
True that.
But it was fun. And good news, Lightning win 5-3 over the Nashville Predators. We had Johansson in goal because Vasilevskiy is out for a couple of months with the back surgery. And he did really well. Like, I mean, they scored 3 goals, but one of them was an unbelievable shorthand, like a shot up, like right in the upper part of the corner of the goal. Like, he was completely blocking the goal. This guy, he squeezed the puck in a 6-inch little crevice of the corner of the goal. It's like, it was unbelievable. So that guy deserved that shot, but besides that, it was good. It was pretty good. It was a lot of momentum shifts, you know. Like, the Lightning dominated the first period. I think the Predators only had 2 shots on goal the whole first period. Mm. And then second period, they dominated. And it was like, oh, crap, now we're losing 2-1. You know, it was like, what the hell?
I'm very familiar with getting 6 inches in a crease.
Everybody should be if you're living your life the way you should. And then, it went back and forth in the third period. It was really like a movie script. It was like, a lot of ups and downs and momentum changes and Lightning came out on top. So
did you see any? I saw Galvin was there. Mike was there.
I didn't see
family.
Galvin. I didn't see Mike and him. They, you know, they were sitting.
They were sitting down. Yeah, down in the
commoners. You know.
Yes. Yes.
I'm sure in really
good
nice
seats.
Though. Really nice seats. Yeah. No, I did not see them. They were probably jumping into the Sprinter van, you know, down mm-hmm. front. I went out to Thunder Alley and Whitmore was there. You know, it's his birthday was yesterday, so he went out there and saw him for a min, you know. And yeah, you know, like I said, I ran to a few other B holes. Very nice, tall black gentleman named Jay, who's taking a picture with me. He's very happy to meet me. You know, he's a big fan of the station.
Hell yeah!
He ran over. He's like, Johnny P. And I was like, ah, please. I gave him a wallet. And then he's like, take it back. You know what I mean?
Took the money out first. And gave it back.
If you're injured, how much is your case worth? I'm attorney Mo DeWitt. You never asked to be injured. Don't let the insurance company shortchange you. Injured on the go? Offer too low? Just call Mo. Just call Mo.com. Office, Tampa.